From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Green.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's a cliche in the fall political campaign season to count down the days until Election Day. And increasingly, it's a misleading cliche. In the state of Ohio, where we'll be paying a great deal of attention this fall, the early voting starts on September 28th. The get-out-the-vote part of politics starts next week. Ohio is one of the big swing states. Bill Clinton carried it twice for the Democrats. George Bush won it twice for the Republicans. In 2006, Ohio elected a Democratic governor and a Democratic senator. And 2 years later, Barack Obama carried the state. This year, Democrats are behind in the polls in gubernatorial and Senate races. And as I found last week, their problems cut deeper than that.
Same way, Jeff, like we always do.
63-year-old Jack DiCecco's Barbershop Pizzeria is on South Main Street in Akron.
You've been busy at work.
Early in the day, he cuts hair in the barbershop side of the building. At 4 in the afternoon, he opens the pizzeria on the other side. Outside, they're ripping up the sidewalk, widening the approach to a new Bridgestone-Firestone research center that's under construction. It is federal stimulus money at work. The other day, Jack DiCecco got a visit from his congresswoman, Democrat Betty Sutton.
Well, another happy customer on the way out. Good to see you.
You get a trim while you're here. Sit down.
It looks good. Your haircut looks great.
Sutton worked hard in Congress for the federal funds that brought the Bridgestone Center to Akron instead of Nashville.
Hopefully when the tech center is built, you'll get those workers in here.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing that we fight for. We fight for the jobs over there, but we also want, of course, the trickle effects to come out into our neighborhood. And,
right.
Jack DiCecco is a registered Democrat, but he says not one who votes a straight party line. And the pictures on the barbershop wall are evidence of that. Photos of his two favorite presidents, JFK and Ronald Reagan.
John Kennedy, I think he was probably the best Democratic president. And I also think Reagan was the best Republican president.
Then you have some non-presidents hanging on the wall.
Yeah, the Stooges. Yeah.
Three Stooges.
Three Stooges. Those are my favorites right there.
He's heard good things about Sutton, who is running for a third term. As for Democrats higher up the ticket, he is politely unenthusiastic. As for the president...
I voted for Obama. Yes, I did.
And are you still happy with that vote?
Probably not.
Really?
I probably wouldn't vote for him again.
And your congresswoman here?
Oh, I vote for her in a heartbeat. Sure, of course.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why take nothing for granted?
Betty Sutton is locked in a close race here with Republican Tom Ganley, a political newcomer. And she shouldn't be. Sutton has brought home the bacon and been remarkably noticeable for a two-term congresswoman. She proposed cash for clunkers in the House. And her district, the 13th congressional district, is supposed to be easy for a Democrat.
This is a seat that should not be in play. This is a seat that should be on nobody's radar.
That's University of Akron political scientist Dave Cohn. The reason, Cohn says, is that a few years ago, a very popular Democratic congressman here was making noises about running for governor against then-Republican Governor Bob Taft. The Republicans were in the process of redistricting.
And so the Republicans decided to make this district more safe for him as an encouragement for him to stay right there in the U.S. Congress and not challenge Taft for the governor's office.
So Republicans designed this district for a Democrat to win it.
Yes, they did.
2 years ago, Betty Sutton won this district with 65% of the vote. Barack Obama carried it by 15 points. The one published poll this year, taken by a Republican firm, showed her just 2 points ahead. Betty Sutton's Republican challenger, Tom Ganley, gives very few interviews and wouldn't talk to us, but his name is well known throughout Northeast Ohio.
Ganley Ford will get you into your next vehicle today.
Sign and drive at Ganley Honda. New 09 Honda Civic.
The Ganley Man Can.
The Ganley Man Can.
Ganley is a hugely successful car dealer who branched out into insurance and banking. He made big news many years ago when he helped the FBI bust a Cleveland crime mob that was trying to shake him down. Tom Ganley has put up almost $7 million of his own money for the campaign, which enjoys the support of Sarah Palin and the Tea Party movement. In his campaign ads, he says in Washington, he will stop reckless spending, balance the budget, improve the economy,
and most importantly, create jobs. Tom Ganley, fighting for jobs, standing up for you.
If Republicans and Democrats agree on one thing about this campaign, it's that with unemployment in Ohio at 10.3%, it's about jobs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
Democrat Betty Sutton talked about creating jobs with a half dozen Democratic women gathered around a dining room table in the working class neighborhood of Firestone Park in Akron.
And we need to make sure that the jobs are here for our community. You see all the construction going on at the Tire Technical Center. What
yes,
do you all think
I
of that?
Right.
These women are Democrats. Only one, 34-year-old Amber Derrick, sees signs of real improvement in the economy.
Yes, it's taken some time, but I think it is getting better and it's going to continue to get better, and I can see positive things happening. So, I mean, you're going to have people that are saying it's not getting any better. And
but you see positive things happening.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see?
People being able to get jobs more than I think they were maybe a year ago. It's the housing market is coming back slowly.
The eldest in this group, 92-year-old Fran Carver, remembers the Great Depression and the New Deal, and she doesn't see government programs solving problems now the way they did then.
I'm frustrated. I lived through the 29. I was born much before that even. And the things that we did at that time seemed you could see more progress with WPA and these programs that they had at that time. And I'm amazed that some phases of this haven't been brought forward in today's world.
These women support the Democrat out of instinct and loyalty, not because they see policy successes all around them. If Betty Sutton really has a close race on her hands, that is a measure of how big a year this could be for Republicans. Other Ohio Democrats in Congress are clearly in marginal seats, but if they're close in the 13th congressional district, the Republicans could be close to a landslide. I asked Tom Ganley's campaign manager, Jeff Longstreth, who's been running campaigns since the 1990s, if this year feels like the landslide year of 1994.
No, it feels much better than 1994. There is so much excitement, so much motivation to vote. I don't remember this much excitement this early in 1994.
Ohio's Democratic Governor Ted Strickland remembers 1994 all too well. He was in Congress.
And
you lost.
And you lost.
You lost
as a freshman congressman. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like 1994 to you?
In some ways it does, but I think there are differences. I think the Democrats have had more time to prepare for this election than we had in 1994. And quite frankly, I'm feeling pretty good.
But according to the most recent polls, Strickland is trailing in his race against former Ohio Congressman John Kasich. If the Democrats actually succeed in coming from behind in those polls in Ohio, it'll be for a couple of reasons. One, Ohio unions would have to mobilize effectively.
Please give an AFL-CIO welcome to Lee Fisher.
Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher is the party's candidate for the U.S. Senate seat held by retiring Republican Senator George Voinovich. He spoke last week at the state AFL-CIO convention in Columbus. Fisher is pro-union, he is against free trade, and like all Democratic candidates, he is stuck with defending the Obama administration attack on unemployment, defending programs that prevented further job losses but didn't push the unemployment rate very far down. He is up against former Congressman Rob Portman, who was U.S. Trade Representative and Budget Director in the Bush administration. And Lee Fisher acknowledges that this is an uphill fight.
Today, the wind is in our face, and I don't just mean those of us running for office. I mean the people we're doing this for.
Lee Fisher says the Democrats in Washington should have focused more on jobs, even put off health care.
I would have voted for health care reform if I had been in the Congress. I think it's a wonderful step in the right direction to hold insurance companies accountable. But I would have preferred that we dealt with that issue once we were out of this recession and that we focused on creating jobs, short-term and long-term, helping small businesses get loans. To me, you can only focus really, I think, on one thing at a time if it's very, very serious. This is the most serious thing facing America.
But let's
it's
say
jobs,
that,
jobs, jobs.
Let's say that the administration and the Congress had focused on jobs, mm-hmm. pushed health care a year or two down the road, what would they have done? What would have been the program they might have enacted that would have been more effective?
Well, for example, the speech that President Obama gave in Cleveland was a wonderful speech focusing on small business, focusing on creating a loan pool. You know, we bailed out the Wall Street banks, but we shortchanged the small businesses because the banks got recapitalized, but they certainly didn't get loans out the door.
To that extent, they got it wrong. Over the past
I wouldn't
of
say
years.
They got it wrong. I would say that the pace and the speed at which they approached these issues was slower than it should have been.
In addition to mobilizing the unions, the Democrats are also counting on the residue of their recent successes, winning the governorship in 2006 and carrying the state for Obama in 2008. They claim a sophisticated ground operation, data banks identifying sporadic Democratic voters and voters who voted for the first time for Barack Obama, and trying to get them out to the polls for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Hi, thanks for coming to the door. I'll be brief. My name's Mike.
Canvasser Mike George was knocking on doors in Republican Dublin, Ohio, for Democratic State Representative John Carney.
I just have some information here. John Carney is in his first term in the Ohio House, and he's, in my opinion, just one of the best we have, very hardworking.
The state Democratic chair, Chris Redfern, puts a brave face on polls which show Ohio independents much more attracted to Republicans than to Democrats this year. First, he says the Democrats will turn out more of their supporters.
And quite frankly, if you're 60-40 with independents today, when you're only 2 weeks into a television ad campaign, for instance, and only a handful of mailers have gone out, and the traditional campaigning it will occur starting this week, I think we are in a fairly competitive point.
One argument that Redfern and the Democrats make is that the major Republican candidates in Ohio are tied to Wall Street and the Bush administration. We'll hear more about the Republicans in the coming weeks as we keep an eye on this year's races in the swing state of Ohio. And David, here's an oddity that I heard about last week. Do you remember what Rush Limbaugh's Operation Chaos was?
I do. How could I forget it? I was actually covering the Clinton campaign at that time, Robert. And that was when Rush Limbaugh was out there telling even Republican voters to get involved in the Democratic primary, go vote for Clinton so he could prolong that fight between Clinton and Barack Obama as long as possible.
Well, it turns out in Ohio, if you vote in a primary, you become registered as a voter in that party. 2 years later. That's right. So now, Democratic canvassers in the district where we just heard Mike George going door to door keep on turning up the odd Republican who's registered as a Democrat. And in fact, one of the people who wanted to run as a Republican in that district, Kathy Eshelman, lost the nomination when it was pointed out that she was a registered Democrat. These are the Operation Chaos voters from 2 years ago. She told me today that she cast a vote to try to prevent Barack Obama's election.
Rush's legacy lives on.
Indeed. And that D next to her name stands a lot more for Ditto Head than for Democrat.
Interesting. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.